driving in the sun, looking out for number one, California, here we come.
Good morning and welcome to Toronto Pearson International Airport. Due to our late arrival, for those passengers with connections to Los Angeles, you have been automatically rebooked onto flight 793 departing at 6:35 p.m. later this evening. Thank you for choosing Air Canada.
8 hours later.
Do something!
California!
Oh, what time is it back home right now?
It is tomorrow.
1:15 Eastern?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much sums up things. Oh, are we on? Hello and welcome everybody to Orange County, California. Are you keyed up after that game?
Listen, this whole trip right up to now has been somewhat of a disappointment. First off, having an 8-hour layover. 8 hour?
Well, you want to back up and set that up? Okay. So, Pan and I, this is the Sens call-ups, but just two-thirds of them, we came down to California yesterday, and we flew out of Ottawa, connecting through Toronto to Los Angeles. And because Toronto had, I don't know, like a little bit of snow, and they couldn't call in the army, they ground delayed us in Ottawa. So we arrived in Toronto an hour and a half late. And we only had about an hour and a half to make the connection. And we figured, well, it's okay. Maybe they'll just delay the Los Angeles flight, too. It might be okay, right? Not a big deal, because delays are delays.
Yeah, come off airplane mode and email.
Yeah, email. You've been rebooked on the next Los Angeles flight. Okay, well, that's nice that you automatically did it for us. But guess what? There's only two flights to Los Angeles. One at 10:30 in the morning. Next one at 6:30 p.m. So we had an airport day in Toronto.
Yeah. Thank God you have lounge access.
Oh, even then it was terrible.
Yeah.
Just killing them the whole day. Oh, man. So, and then once you do get on the airplane, which was delayed a little bit, maybe like half an hour, because the inbound flight from Vancouver was delayed. Anyway, we get on this plane, and then you still have a five-hour flight to get to L.A. So we got in after midnight, local, Eastern. Like Eastern time.
Yeah. Having so you're up like 20 hours.
Yeah. Being up for 20 hours, and we got to drive an hour to Anaheim. So that was yesterday. But, you know, we had the Sens game and Ducks game to look forward to today. So that's the bad, terrible setup. Ooh.
Such a Sens typical game, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the first two periods, to me, it just kind of seemed like either team, they couldn't really complete passes. So it was just a mess. It goes okay, like it was pretty even and all that. But what was it? Anaheim scored first. Lazar got one, so that was great.
Yeah. And about 5 minutes to go in the third period, it's all tied up at one. And I think, you know, at that point, you know, we were all thinking overtime, but nope.
That was my fault, isn't it?
Three goals later.
Including
a game, not so a game-winning goal.
The game winner is a first-ever goal.
By
career goal.
Who knows?
Some guy, Theodore.
Theodore.
It's a goalie.
And the icing on the cake, Jakob Silverberg scores against the Sens on a breakaway.
Yeah, just
Sens,
yeah, one goal, one assist against us. And
all right, so that's the bad news out of the way. Let's back it up. So, what do we want to talk? Let's talk, first of all, let's talk Anaheim. The weather here?
Beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Between around 20 degrees by the time the afternoon came and the sun. No jacket, t-shirt weather. Pretty nice. Locals found it cold. That's fine by me. You know, we went around a little bit of shopping and stuff, and it was just nice.
Yeah.
We went to the Honda Center, as well as a local listener and friend Kathy Cardinal of the pod. gave us a lift and went to the game with us. And, well, this is our second time in Honda Center. What was your thoughts on the arena?
It's still nice. There hasn't been really that much change. They got
new scoreboard.
New scoreboard, though, which is massive.
For those that don't know, the old scoreboard that was there just 2 years ago, pretty much like the old Ottawa Senators scoreboard. So it was really big time in need of an update.
Yeah. So a couple of things on the scoreboard, though, because they were throwing stats up on it. I don't think I've seen that since maybe Tampa. So just say like shot leaders, hit leaders, whatever.
Yeah.
And they can put that up during play. Other things, because we were sitting in the
100 corners.
100 corners, really 200 corners in that building.
Yeah.
But when it goes into the I guess that dead zone for us in regards to the corners or by the boards, we can't see it. Normally at home, I'm used to being able to just look up at the screen.
Mm-hmm. And I never once looked up at the screen to complete the play.
Tonight?
Because of what you're trying to describe. For some reason, the camera work up on those TVs, it just didn't jive. And it was going the same way. It wasn't like we were on the opposite side of the arena.
It's just, because like the corner was hidden from our view.
The glass has
And then warped, they would change the view on...
It was almost like you're watching it on TV and they'd switch to like a side broadcast, so you didn't see the corner anyway.
Yeah, or you can't see the players as to where the options are, so that was a little bit weird.
Let's back it up. So you walk into this arena, for those that have never been there before, palm trees outside, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
I'd say itself, the arena, the
facing of it is beautiful.
The facing is very beautiful. I'd say the concourse is quite nice. The actual in-arena is... Average to low average, but whatever. I mean, a rink usually is a rink at that point, but not... I shouldn't say that. It's very similar to Ottawa in terms of the layout of the three levels and its tiered stadium-type seating. I found the seats a little bit older. Where we were sitting, and I didn't get to talk to you much about it because we were a little bit loud there and we were chatting away. We were in the corner, 100 level, about two-thirds away, maybe three-quarters of the way up to the top. So. Row M. Seats are a little bit older, a little bit more narrower, but what I didn't talk to you much about it because, we were on a corner, so the seats are starting to round that corner.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a pretty big guy, but I could sit in the seat quite comfortably and, it wasn't like an airplane seat width, let's say, but they had very long armrests and the armrests, also had cup holders just rounded out, kind of like you picture yourself at the movie theater. You see this a lot, a cup holder in the armrest. But because it was on the corner, the way the tiers are coming in, the armrests actually kind of eat into your space a little bit. And if you start putting drinks on there, like the person next to me had this big ass drink.
Yeah.
And, when you go to stand up, you're apt to like probably knock on those things. I had keys in my pockets and stuff like that. So, a couple times I had to be kind of careful when I'm standing up to make sure I don't knock something. I guess my wide load here, but I didn't think it was that bad, but now I'm starting to feel self-conscious. Jeez.
I was fine. I'm also the size of a 10-year-old, though. So.
Whatever. I had a big chuckle because, before the game starts, the pregame ceremony, they had the mascot come out and wave the flag around. And you made the best comment because I was thinking it, but I couldn't put it to words. The mascot comes up to center ice, waves the flag back and forth and back and forth, and then kind of pretends to kind of mount it into the ice when the lights go off and stuff. That just doesn't fly in Canada. We would think it's very cheesy in Canada, but I've seen it in a lot of the southern U.S. I saw Dallas do it. I've seen Florida and Tampa do it. And, I guess I'm remembering now.
Well, it's not a torch, though. It works really well with a torch in Montreal.
Well, you got
to pass it around for 45 minutes to 3 hours.
So they did that. I had a chuckle, though, because as the anthems are being sung, we've been in different arenas where they do this. Everyone has to turn and face the flag, right? So, you were very loyal. Like, oh, no. And you had to turn and you're kind of turning facing me because the flags are to my left and to your left as well. Yeah. But
behind us.
I remember once in Phoenix where the flags are actually behind us and people are turning around facing us. And I wonder,
what's going on?
Anyway, it's a very big thing. You got to face the flag. I didn't really. I just, and then only half the people do it, but it's very noticeable the number of people turn and face the flag. So you kind of very sheepishly kind of turning, oh yeah. But then you can't see what's going on the ice. You can't see the figures. Yeah, so you're constantly looking. I just like, whatever, I'm watching the experience. And then when that was the Canadian anthem. Then the American anthem, even the rink announcer, which, by the way, stands exactly like Stuntman's like Stu. Unbelievably like Stuntman's Stu. There's a clip, I think we periscoped it on Twitter. Check it out. And hopefully the audio quality worked on that. Anyway, then it's the American anthem. Everybody please turn to the other corner to face the
Colors.
To face the colors that are being marched
now it's
in.
It's on the ice.
And literally everyone in the arena is just like, okay, we're facing to the left. Now we face to the right. Yeah, it's like a big...
very patriotic here.
Yeah. And actually, you were covering your heart at one point. Then I clarified, I guess it was just heartburn, but...
It was. Just trying not to belch during the anthem.
Oh, gosh. I was next to a screamer in that game. This is a girl that... every time.
She was like a teenage.
I'd say 20s. Young 20s.
Yeah.
The biggest, funniest thing was during the American anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the
dawn's
early light? And I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I had to ask Kathy about that.
And the singer's name was Dawn.
It's like, that's a stretch, guys. The stretch.
Is that patriotic?
I know the Caps are doing it. I know the Stars are doing it.
Is that really patriotic to butcher your anthem like that?
Yeah.
And then my question was, okay, well, what if they get a new singer and his name's Jose? Is it Jose?
San Jose. Yeah, it's like...
Music and stuff in the arena, same stuff, different city.
Yeah, it's 5 years old. Played a lot of stuff that was older than what Alex plays. Alex is at least more so recent.
Yep. Yeah, there's definitely some older stuff in there. We were pretty angry when you were pretty angry after you walked out of the game. I think you settled down.
I was frustrated.
I think now the fatigue set in.
Well, it's just like, of course Silverberg's going to score against us. Well, the guy that struggled all year is going to get a goal in this.
The game is out of hand at that point, and it's like, of course he gets a breakaway. I actually stood up and clapped, I think.
Yeah, you did.
Kind of in like, why as well clap? Because
the rest of the time, we just laughed. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
But no, it's a very, very sensitive, typical game. I don't even know what went wrong. It's
They got the goal to go ahead, and that took the wind out of the sails.
Yeah.
Seen it happen a number of times. If I was a Ducks fan, that was an amazing game because that was a tight, close game.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes to go, you score to go up. That's a pretty exciting, let alone a nice little story that, you know, one of your rookies gets his first NHL goal. You get to celebrate that going ahead. Game's not over yet. And then you get to see a few more goals. Like, that's party time, right?
How long after that Chris Neal fight was this?
Chris Neal was a non-factor. That was second period. Couple fights in this game. It was a little chippy at time. Mark Borowiecki to try to fight with I forget who it was. They danced at center ice. He fell down, and then he decided to just WWE wrestle the guy to the ice. That's all you see anymore. Is just there's no fighting. It's just wrestling.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's. Not only be overly happy, but honestly, and actually with the hotel that we're staying at, this, to be honest with you, and anyone that wants to go on a family vacation, especially if you're closer to the West Coast, this is a perfect place to come. It really is.
This hotel or this?
The hotel in really Anaheim. Like, if you want to go and see hockey, it's very close.
Yeah.
You're close to Disneyland, so if you're with the family or whatnot, and this hotel room is not... overly expensive, and we've got a kitchenette. They have a breakfast and they have a dinner. I don't know how great the dinner is.
Yeah.
The scrambled eggs, I swear to God, were old bath mats or something.
It's IKEA. Oh. What'd you describe it as? It's like the
inside of the sofa. Of the beds, yeah. It's just awful. But
mass produced scrambled eggs. What do you expect?
It's free. They're essentially free. It's a dollar. But no, honestly, if people are looking to maybe catch a hockey game at night, or you're going with extended family and someone's watching the kids and you want to go out, I'd strongly recommend this, especially if you have family that's out of town and doing a big extended family vacation. Anaheim, I think, would be a good place. Maybe a week.
But we picked up some Powerball tickets today. Yeah, I guess the jackpot was $1.5 billion. The winning ticket was sold in California. Have you checked yours yet?
Yeah, I did. I'm just happy Cardinal didn't win.
Did you?
No. Oh, no.
I don't think I did.
I don't. Yeah,
I bought one, and I need to go look, but.
Oh, you didn't even check yet?
I don't know how to check.
So this could be moot.
You need to show me.
Google Powerball winning numbers.
Okay, and then you have to get all the numbers right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, I think I did that in the car that I was looking earlier on the way back. So no. So keep donating to the show. Because we didn't win the Powerball. Oh, dear. What can you do?
I don't know what to fix here. I don't know what you can do different. I just don't.
This team is heading in the mediocre middle. We're dropping. We've dropped out of a playoff spot. We're dropping further away from the wild card. The good news is we're in a lottery position, speaking of Powerball. Other than that...
Well, everyone's out of power... If you're out of the playoffs, you're in the lottery.
Right.
Now, the only thing with that I'm nervous about, because, of course, this is what's going to happen, we'll somehow squeak in and play the Washington Capitals.
What a waste that would be.
Spanked in four, and then you miss out on the opportunity on the... you never know, right?
You never know. Speaking of a lottery, we came out of the elevator at this hotel and we ran into a couple of Edmonton Oilers fans.
Yeah.
And like...
Ottawa!
And then didn't you say, like, enjoy that lottery pick?
Yeah. It's like, we'll enjoy McDavid for you. It's like, okay, well, you broke him already.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, this was...
Well, the thing is with this trip, we know to not make it just about the hockey games. Mm-hmm. Make sure we're doing other stuff, and that helps. Because we did have a really nice weather day here, and we got a few more days before the game in L.A., so we'll make the most of it.
Enjoy the area.
Because banking on Sens hockey to win, never a good move.
Yeah. Really, we can do that at home.
Yeah, you can watch them lose at home.
Yeah.
Much cheaper. Less out of the way.
I still can't believe I paid that much for my San Jose ticket. That was not a good move.
Oh, on StubHub? And then you did the conversion. Right.
Yeah, $200 US. It's like, okay, well, what's a dollar at? Oh, no. It should have just gone to the Club Bell. Because it would be cheaper. Sorry, Dan. But, yeah, it is what it is.
I'm fresh out here. I'm tired.
All right.
We probably should wait until the morning to record. Oh, well. It's free.
What?
It's going to take all...
To record or to download?
Oh, yeah. We're on a...
Are we just testing right now?
Yeah. See, we're really slow Wi-Fi here, so it's going to probably take about 12 hours to upload.
It's that long?
No, I don't know. Oh, we're at 15, 20 minutes right now, so...
Okay.
That's all what right. The
well,
intro...
Let's cut it short.
That's it. That's our little wrap of Anaheim. Anything you want to add there?
No, I think that's about it.
That's it, yeah.
We probably won't be able to record another one on Saturday, right? Because we'll be in the airport.
Oh, that's a good point.
Didn't think of that.
I didn't think of that one. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll record it in the car as we're driving to the airport if we have to.
Yeah, I can totally do that.
It's free.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Several weeks of shows, and when
So 2 years ago, before the game at the Honda Center, we went to the Lazy Dog.
Lazy Dog, yeah.
Yeah. You get there, and the waiter came by and is offered some sort of bruschetta or flatbread.
Yeah, free flatbread.
And then
it's your first visit here, have some free flatbread.
And then
thanks.
And when we get the bill,
flatbread $8. This is 2 years ago. I remember the price.
Yeah, and we were talking about that.
You know what grinds my gears?
We're joking about that, and sure enough, I go to the same restaurant, Lazy Dog, and they come to the table. Would you like some flatbread? And all three of us are looking at each other like, okay, do we say something?